No doubt, at some time or other, you have tried to write a popular song. Therefore, with that thought in mind, I present an original pianologue called How Popular Songs Are Written, showing you how the melodies of today's songs are really taken from the works of some of the older music masters and then made into the present-day song hit. Now, just as a little illustration to begin with, you remember a few years ago when you would go to the old-fashioned moving picture show, and during the scenic pictures, the little lady playing the piano for the picture would always play something like this. Well, a short time ago, someone came along, took this little melody, and simply changed the tempo from a waltz to a foxtrot, and this is what he wrote. The Sheik. Now, only a little while ago, I attended a meeting of composers and authors, and during the course of the evening, someone said that he was very sure that stumbling was taken from a song called Alice Holiday. And then someone else said that he thought that both of those melodies were taken from the Merry Widow Waltz. And now I'd like to show you what I really think the Merry Widow Waltz was taken from. You laugh at that now, but you won't laugh when Prohibition goes into effect. And now, as a final illustration, I'm going to take the entire chorus of a song that you are all very familiar with, and I'm going to analyze it just to show you how it was made up of not only one, but of four or five old songs just simply put together and made into the one hit. And the song that I refer to was Yes, We Have No Bananas. Now, we'll just start with the beginning of the Hallelujah Chorus from The Messiah. Bring back my Bonnie to me. I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls from the Bohemian Girl. In an old-fashioned garden. Now we go back to the Hallelujah Chorus. And bring back my Bonnie to me. And now that I've shown you how to write a song, you can sit down and write one yourself. Then try and publish it.